providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are going to get a company update from Gold Bull Resources. We are stepping a little bit away from the whole theme of the earlier part of the show on all these short squeezes because, quite frankly, I think it is important to look individually at some of the companies that I've been having on the show, especially ones that have been releasing news. Gold Bull Resources trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC. They also have an OTC symbol, BLSSF. However, this will be getting changed in, let's say, the next couple weeks, maybe a month from now. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Sherry Leiden. Now, Sherry, the company came out with two news releases this week. I want to start with the earlier one from January 27th, outlining the Phase 1 drill program for the Sandman property. Just to bring everybody up to speed, this project is located in Nevada and did actually just come into the company very recently from the Newmont portfolio of projects. Now, the company is planning a total drill program of about 8,000 meters over 42 holes. This Phase 1 program is 3,000 meters over 17 holes. Give us a quick little broad overview here, Sherry, in terms of what the goals are of this Phase 1 program.
So, well, half of our meters are planned to extend our known gold resource. So at the moment, we've got a 309,000-ounce resource that was published in 2007. We've actually got an updated resource that is currently underway based on a couple hundred additional holes that have been drilled since 2007. So half the meters will go to extending our known ounces. I call these the easy ounces. We essentially, there's a number of holes where we've got open mineralization that we can go and test those, the depth extent and the strike extents of these open resource. And the other half of the meters are the higher risk, higher reward holes where there's never been a drill hole into some of these geophysical or geochemical targets. And they're where we're really looking for these, you know, multi-million ounce new gold discoveries. They do represent higher risk, higher reward. But we'll have a balanced program in that we've got some low risk, medium reward drill holes going there as well, where we're pretty sure we can get additional ounces.
So in terms of these easy ounces, what is the strategy in terms of, you guys have four different resource areas, but is it going to be stepping out along strike, or are you going to be going to depth at some of these resources to add these easy ounces?
A great question. A bit of both. So at North Hill, Silica Ridge and Southeast Pennement, we're going to be going along strike. And at Abel Knoll, where we're going to drill our first hole, we're going to be going at depth. So Abel Knoll, for example, is one of our deposits that has ended in 10 grams a ton. So we've got a drill hole. The deepest drill hole in Abel Knoll literally ends in 10 grams a ton gold. So the big question is, how deep does that continue? Does it stop there, or you know, do we have a significant extension to that resource? So that will be a great hole and our first hole that we're going in with. We can't walk past a 10 gram a ton open at depth kind of resource.
How deep was that result in terms of the hole?
It was at about 200 meters, at 189 to be precise.
Okay. Now, in terms of some of the step out distances, how aggressively are you guys going to be stepping out at these resource areas?
A few hundred meters. So, you know, if we can extend our known resources by a few hundred meters, that the ounces really do start to add up, especially in some of our high grade pockets. And we're starting with a modest drill program, only 3,000 meters out of our 8,000 meters that's planned. And that's because we intend to drill the 3,000 meters and then we'll wait for our laboratory results. Laboratory results are taking quite a long time at the moment, given the gold rush and the gold price in Nevada. So we'll take a break for a couple of months while we get all of our assay results back. Then that will be able to guide us with respect to our phase two 5,000 meter program with respect to, do we go for some of these new targets that we're drilling this first round, or do we go back and stick to where we know the gold is and stick to basically the easy answers? So we'll regroup, and during that regroup time, the plan's to actually move the rig to one of our other projects called Coyote. So the news flow keeps going.
Okay. Yeah. So you're taking your time, but also understanding that it does take time to get these assay results back, and you don't want to just be drilling blind the whole time, right?
Exactly. We need to be careful with our shareholders' money and making sure we're getting the best bang for our buck.
Yeah, absolutely. No. How about some of this exploration drilling? What other information can you give us on these new targets that will be tested?
So we recently conducted an IP survey, a geophysical survey, and our geophysicists really believe strongly there's a correlation between gold mineralization and the resistivity responses that we're getting in this X-ray of the Earth. So we're very much looking forward to drilling some of these anomalies. They've also coincided with being along the prospective geological corridors and structural corridors. So we're in the right neighborhood. We're down the road from the Sleeper deposit, which was a 3 million ounce, very high grade deposit that's located about 25 kilometers along strike of the Sandman corridor. So it's certainly the right neighborhood to be testing some of these scientific concepts. And we've got a lot of robust data to support these targets. So I'm probably more excited to test some of those high risk, high reward kind of targets.
Oh, absolutely. Those can add some torque to the underlying share price. How deep are some of these holes going to be at these new targets?
We've got a maximum hole depth of about 300 meters, so not very deep in the scheme of things. And the average hole depth will probably be more like 150 to 200 meters.
So is this exploration, is it focused on high grade? Do you think that you have the chance of hitting some high grade resources here? Or do you think you're seeing some maybe more lower grade resources that are near to surface? What do you think is possible?
Certainly, we'll be getting a bit of both, or the targets are both, because we've got this relatively, we'll call it low grade. It ranges from 0.5 gram to 1 gram a ton of oxide material sitting at the surface. And they're highly attractive numbers for oxide material in Nevada, great for heap leach. And we've got metallurgical data that says that the recoveries are over 80%. So that's the low grade at surface, and that's certainly a viable target in its own right. And then there's the high-grade feeder zones or targets that we've got a couple of intersections here and there, and such as that 10 gram a ton intersection at 190 meters at Abel Knoll, and we'll also be targeting a couple of those high-grade hits. And then the IP responses, that they're just going to be a bit of a surprise with respect to whether they're low-grade or high-grade halos, if at all.
All right. That, I think, sums it up for the initial phase one drill program. Let's talk about the other news release that came out on Friday, January 29th. There are some new gold targets defined, as well as an expansion in that Sandman land package. Let's start with that land package expansion, because you have expanded that land package by about 24%. Sherry, was all this land just available? It was unstaked. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just astonishing, you know, given how hot gold is and how hot Nevada is, that there's actually available land still to stake. So we've picked that up on open ground for very low cost, and we've increased our land holding by 28 square kilometers. So that's it's a massive increase to our land holding for very little additional cost. And we based this on science. We had a geological and geophysical team go over this corridor. We've picked structural trends that correlate nicely with gold anomalism at the surface, and also some very interesting geophysical trends, shall we say. So it's still early stages, but we're very much looking forward to advancing those early stage projects in the background, behind the scenes, as we commence our drill program.
So are you going to be doing some work there in the near term, or was this simply just a play to tie up some of that land because you are seeing the possible carryover of your deposit into this open land?
A bit of both. They're on the right trend. So for example, if our high risk, high reward plays work out positive, then these are just an extension of those same areas. And also, there are some compelling gold anomalies and exploration targets that our team will be going out and doing some more detailed mapping, probably doing some 3D IP geophysics at a later date. Currently, we're actually got the 3D IP geophysics team busy at Coyote, but they'll be certainly coming back to Sandman later on in this year. And we really look forward to defining our targets. At the moment, our problem is we have too many targets. So we're trying to use robust science to really narrow down our targets and get them to being within that 8,000 meter drill program that we intend to do over the next 6 months or so.
Okay, just a quick follow-up then back on that drill program. When do you expect to start drilling?
We anticipate to start drilling, I'd say, mid to late February. We're all ready to go. We're just waiting on one more permit to be transferred from Newmont's name to ours. And as soon as that's in our name, we'll be hitting the ground running. We've got a drill rig lined up. We've got labs lined up. So presuming we get that permit sometime late next week, we should be doing earthworks mid-Feb to start drilling in late Feb.
Okay, perfect. Now, the other aspect of that recent news release on Friday said new gold targets defined. What insights can you give us on the new gold targets?
The new gold targets were defined predominantly via the IP geophysical survey. We announced a preliminary update of some of that data, and we're actually still waiting for the full data set to be received. So that will be another announcement as soon as we receive all of our IP geophysics data, which I anticipate should be in the next couple of weeks as well. We can share more to the market with respect to why we're liking some of these targets and, again, why we've picked up some more ground in the area.
Okay, perfect. Now, just a quick little wrap up here. How much cash does the company have to get this drill program going and really move through that eventual 8,000 meters?
We've got over $5 million cash in the bank and no debt. We're fully bonded at the project. So we've got enough money to complete this RC drill program.
Now, in terms of news that is coming up, you mentioned a resource update. When can we expect that?
I'm hoping next week. So as soon as we receive the final numbers, we'll be announcing that to the market. And our resource geologist I spoke to yesterday is very close to finishing. So I'm hoping I receive it, you know, Monday kind of thing, and it's out to market Tuesday. That's the goal, obviously, depending on our resource geo finalizing those numbers.
Okay, now final comment. You did you have already mentioned this Coyote project. The company also holds the Big Balds project. Big Balds is in Nevada, Coyote just across the border in Utah. What updates can you quickly share with us here in terms of upcoming news flow?
Our geologists completed a really interesting reconnaissance trip there. They did a bit of mapping and some sampling, and they noticed some really interesting mineralization that surfaced. So we'll know what those numbers are looking like when we get the lab results back. Again, hoping that's in the coming weeks. And we've got the IP crew at Coyote there, and that the intention of that is that they'll be defining our drill hole location. So Coyote's another one to watch in the background for sure, that we'll be advancing behind the scenes as our main focus is at Sandman.
Okay, perfect, Sherry. I appreciate the update. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. It was, I know, dominated by what was hot in terms of the markets, which was all these short squeezes. It'll be very interesting to see how all that plays out through the upcoming weeks and potentially even through the rest of this year. But everyone, please be sure to visit all those daily editorials that I posted throughout the week, and be sure to listen to the other company updates and introductions that I've recorded. I've been getting a lot of feedback on these company interviews, and I will continue to showcase companies that I think are interesting and try to explain the story to all of you. Everybody, please keep the emails coming, fleck@kereport.com, and I hope you all have a very great weekend. Sherry, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Corey.